Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, we're fresh out of tickets, y'all. We're fresh out of tickets. We're fresh out of wristbands. The ice chest and the fold-out chair. Big shout-out to Bud Light for making all that happen. Big shout-out to Buffalo Wild Wings for having us. This is a great location up here in New Caney. Just because we're leaving at 6 doesn't mean that anybody out there listening can't come in. Now, there's Thursday night football. Hell, you got Friday night college football. We know what goes on Saturdays and Sundays. The lounge vibe in Buffalo Wild Wings is my kind of joint. So just wherever you're at, if there's a Buffalo Wild Wings right around the corner, make sure you stop through and hang for a few. We got Travis Johnson, former Houston Texan, with us, and I want to hit this with you because I think you got there's a different perspective as a former player, obviously, and there's a different perspective as a guy that played in the trenches and at the defensive line position. The Texans right now are the most penalized team in the NFL. The Texans are number one with 10 penalties per game. The Ravens are number two at 9.8 penalties a game. The Dolphins are number three at 9 penalties a game. And it doesn't matter if you're the Texans, the Ravens, the Dolphins. It doesn't matter who the hell you are. The rate in which the Texans have been penalized, you're not gonna win games. You're not gonna win at a level to get you to the playoffs and be able to win in the playoffs the way that the Texans have been penalized. And I think I want to go specific with you, Travis, because I'm at a point where with what we've seen with the Texans from a penalty perspective, the fact that it's on the offensive side of the ball, defensive side of the football. It's been made a Laramie Tunsil problem, but reality, it's a Texans problem.
Yeah,
In my opinion, in my experience, I no longer think this is a D'Amico Ryans problem.
No, it's never D'Amico Ryans problem because in the day is, and of course, Miko's going to take the blame as being the head coach. That's what good head coaches do. But in all actuality, as a guy who's been in the locker room, any locker room, that's a you problem. That is a if you can't stay on size problem, then whose fault is that?
Yeah.
Did you know the cadence?
Yeah.
On the offensive side, you're the only one who know the cadence. Now, on defense, we tend to jump a little bit more because we always say 9 times out of 10, you're going to go on one. You know what I'm saying? Unless it's in a situational time, you're not trying to go on two, go on three, or, you know, second sound like they do in, like, elementary school ball or some foolishness like that. You know what? You're going to – let's line up. Let's get it started. Let's go. You know, and – It's got to be ownership on each other. It's got to say, at some point, somebody else has got to hold the guys in the room accountable to say, hey, listen, brother, the first thing we can do is go on Hut. You know what I'm saying? The second thing we can do is not go if it's not said Hut yet. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that's where we got to look at it and saying, am I my brother's keeper?
Yeah.
You know, am I going to sit there and hold him accountable? Because in the day is, if the guys in the locker room won't hold him accountable, he'll never stop. Whoever it is, on defense, on offense. When I used to jump off sides, Kubiak used to lose his mind. At one point, I jumped off like 2-3 times in practice. Them dudes started practice over. Yeah. And it wasn't Kub that said start practice over. It was the guys on defense. Miko was like, hey, man, we're starting practice over. Like, Trav, man, come on, man, stay on side. Just wait for the ball.
Yeah.
But I'm like, hey, man, I'm thinking they're going to go on one. Why am I waiting?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they holding that count.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I think it's one of those guys where everybody has to take ownership. Is saying, what am I going to do to help us get better?
Well, it's so often, and I understand it, but it's so often that, like, with D'Amico, is, you know, we get hung up on what he said in the press in the press conference right after the game, and how's he going to address it, and hell, I even had opinions on what you do in the moment with Laremy Tunsil when it just keeps happening time and time and time again. But in reality,
what'd you thought? No.
I would like to have seen him benched when he can't get on the line of scrimmage. Yeah, and the excuses that he made afterwards. Yes, I personally would have liked, but I know that's unrealistic.
He wasn't on the end line of scrimmage because end of the day is you and I both know tackles are going to give as much as, and
sure.
And when I saw it on film, I didn't think he was lined up in the backfield. I thought he was still on the line of scrimmage. He still got his head across the center's waistline.
To me, in that instance, like Titus Howard handled it perfectly. Titus Howard, he handled it in the moment perfectly, and he handled it with his comments after it perfectly. We feel like we're getting targeted. We're getting made an example of. Yeah. He said, but I scooted up damn near even with the guard.
Yeah.
And you watch the film, you can tell like Titus moved all the way up. And for whatever reason, it didn't get addressed that way with Laremy.
I think when you look at Laremy, like and you look at Laremy's skill set, Laremy is one of the best pass blocking tackles in the league.
But
when you look at what makes him great, like Laremy's built like a defensive lineman. Like he's not built like the traditional offensive lineman.
Yeah.
He's not Mount McKinney. He's not Orlando Pace. He's not those big mountain of guys.
Yes.
So, in my opinion, it's always, like, even when he was in Miami first and even when he's been here, it's not – and let's get into it. He can do a little bit better job.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And of staying on sides. And we don't know if the quarterback changes the cadence just a tad bit. I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt on all of those things. But what we do know is because he's an undersized tackle, in my opinion, he's trying to get his feet set before those guys get out of there. You know, like I know, I got to beat you to this spot to be able to get a win. So he's trying to anticipate when the snap is, and he's doing like if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying when it comes to that. But I think it's sometimes you got to be able to the clock in your head is a little bit off.
Sure,
and you're not off by much, but you off. You know what I'm saying? So it's like almost saying like I got to fix this one point, and maybe he's trying, maybe he's not. But at the same time, I think it has to get fixed at some point. But I understand it has to get fixed without putting yourself at a disadvantage. Like if you get a tackle that's literally.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On the ball, and he's not giving anything. 9 times out of 10, you get the right person out there. Well, he gonna whoop you behind.
But Trap, the point is that if you're Laremy Tunsil, the problem is the sheer number, the volume, and the other problem is in the game. All you gotta do is look at the official and make sure you're all right and get it okay. The point is it's avoidable. And look, I said in a conversation we had, it's a $50 fine. Leave it right here, Bob. The conversation, like, I would love for the coach to be able to go, hey, Laremy, come over here and stand by me. That's not realistic.
No.
It's not happening. It's not ideal for the team. It's not ever going to happen. That's why I said, to me, the penalty issue, it has to be fixed, and it's not about D'Amico Ryans benching somebody or D'Amico Ryans, like the Sims kid last week. He fumbles a punt, and then he gets a 15-yarder for throwing an elbow at somebody. It's like the answer is comes from within for me. It's not about D'Amico Ryans.
No, it's you got to look yourself in the mirror and say, man, am I screwing up?
Yeah.
End of the day, what am I going to do?
We're going to find out, Trev. We're going to find out about C.J. Stroud and Laremy. Because to me, it's their problem. It's C.J., it's Laremy, it's Will, it's Daniil Hunter, it's Azeez Al-Shaair, who we've heard. Azeez is the one to me I could see him getting real vocal and real animated about, damn it, defensively.
Oh, yeah.
The 15-yarder's got to quit.
Because it hurts.
Right.
You can't win with it. I hear you over here singing.
Okay, Herm.
No,
all right, Herm.
Mike Singletary.
Can't win with him.
But no, I think that is the part where you want a guy, because I know we were in that locker room, and I know other locker rooms we've been in. It's somebody to grab you up and be like, hey man, listen, we can't do this, man. Like it's killing us, mm-hmm. and that's all penalties. Whether it be, you know, the face mask trying to get a guy down. Someone's like, move your feet, bro.
Sure, yeah.
You know, that it happens, but you're still like, man, don't even worry about it. Pat him on the back. Let's get him next time. You know, but when you start talking about, we go from second and short to second and long, or third and short to third and long.
Or first down, a big explosive is wiped out.
Yeah, wiped out.
Because of a hold or because of a legal shift, or you say
because you weren't on the line of scrimmage and they didn't stop the play before it even got started.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the hardest. It's the game, but then you look at it like, bro, you're all pro. Yeah. You're an all pro. You're all everything. You top five tackle in the league right now. Like, we need you to be that. You can't give us 100 yards in the negative. You know what I'm saying? To start off the game, because now it kills us.
But Trapp, you see, I think from a fan perspective, I see what's frustrating, trying to figure out what does accountability look like when you've got a head coach that you know is a real leader and that you believe in D'Amico Ryans. So you don't have questions about that. You got these players who are accomplished and got all these pelts on the wall, so it's no questions about that. So where is the lack of or the gap in accountability at, and what does it exactly look like when guys aren't measuring up? Because I know for a fact, D'Amico, about as much yelling as you can actually do to another grown man, and we understand there's only going to be but so much of it.
But Miko's not a yeller as
a
coach,
though. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about as far as the discipline side of it. He's done that. Like, whatever he's going to do in terms of, hey, man, you need to get your you-know-what together, D'Amico's already done that, because we're 4 weeks into it, and it hasn't changed. So, okay, once the coach does it, and we already trust the coach to do it, what does accountability look like amongst you, yourselves, the players, looking in the mirror and finally saying, hey, this is not going to be acceptable amongst ourselves? Well, like, we're going to hold ourselves accountable.
It becomes a group thing. You know, when you remember how offensive linemen used to be? You talk to the media, you get fined. You do this, you get fined. It's going to be a group thing where they're going to have to put exorbitant fines in each room for certain things. And like, until it's stuff that the public won't see, but it's stuff that ends up paying for vacations at the end of the year.
And it gets somebody's attention, for sure.
It gets, because if every penalty I get fined 10 grand.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, listen, we're not even playing this anymore.
I mean, all joking aside, I think this is going to be, like, this issue could end up being a big plus for the Texans. Because I don't want to speak for you, Trap, but like the better football teams that I played on had an alpha leader in every meeting room. Like every single – they may not have been an All-American. Yeah. May not have been a great player, but they had somebody in that room like you. It was like, hey, fellas, I mean, what the hell are we doing? We're not going to be the reason why this continues, right?
Oh, of course.
And so the Texans are at a spot where they're building this thing, and you got to wonder, like, do they have – because that is like next-level, true championship type of leadership and caliber of a football team.
Exactly.
This is a moment for them to show that, hey, we've got – like, if they come out this week and play really well, win, lose, or draw, play really well against Buffalo, and they've got four or five penalties – That's a huge plus. That's a huge win for the Houston Texans.
And I mean, anytime you play, and listen, man, and I'll tell this like this: anytime you playing the game hard, you're gonna get penalties. Now, it's depend on what side of the bed the referee woke up on, you still gonna get penalties.
Kenyon Green had one last week that I was fine with. He got one illegal man downfield, but just trying to find work.
Trying to find work.
So
no question.
Mad at him.
But go ahead. I think it can be fixed. You know, and I know we up against it. You know, I'm not a regular, so I ain't got no bills to pay. But, you know, I think it'll be fixed, man. I trust this team. I trust the guys in the locker room.
All right, there you have it. That's Travis Johnson, former Houston Texan. Give it up for him one time. That's Brandon Scott in for Ron Ugly. Ron Ugly's headed home, though. Ron Ugly's headed home. Don't want to put too much on the business on the street, but Ron Ugly's headed home. Home in Houston. Home in Houston. We'll get you caught up and up to speed on all of that next time. But right now, Texans All Access, 6 to 7 p.m., John McClain, Hall of Famer, joins to preview the Bills-Texans game. Thursday night football coverage begins after that at 7 p.m., courtesy of Westwood One. Bucks-Falcons right here on Sports Radio 610. Thanks, everybody out there, for making it happen. Bud Light, Buffalo Wild Wings, all our listeners, thank y'all so much. Greatly appreciate y'all. Until then, Houston, we love you, baby.
And I know it's going to be. It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.